Srila Prabhupada's purport. The sage Maitreya proposed to speak on Srimad Bhagavatam because it was especially compiled and traditionally comes down in disciplic succession for the solution of all problems of human society. Only one who is fortunate can have the opportunity to hear Srimad Bhagavatam in an association of pure devotees of the Lord. On the spell of material energy, the living entities are entrapped in the bondage of many difficulties simply for the sake of a little bit of material happiness. They engage in fruitive activities not knowing the implications. Under the false impression that the body is a self, the living entities foolishly relate to so many false attachments. They think that they can engage with materialistic paraphernalia forever. This gross misconception of life is so strong that a person suffers continually, life after life, under the external energy of the Lord. If one comes in contact with the book Bhagavatam, as well as with the devotee Bhagavat, who knows what the book Bhagavatam is, then such a fortunate man gets out of the material entanglement. Therefore, Sri Maitreya, out of compassion for the suffering of men in this world, proposes to speak on Srimad Bhagavatam for first and last. Okay. This is prayers by Sanatana Goswami on Bhagavatam, so I'll just go through them. O Srimad Bhagavatam, O nectar or chant from the ocean of all Vedic scriptures, O most prominent transcendental fruit of all Vedas, O you who are enriched with jewels of all spiritual philosophical conclusions, O you who grant spiritual vision to all the people of the world, O life breath of the Vaishnava devotees, O Lord, you are the sun which has arisen to dispel the darkness of Kali Yuga. You are actually Krishna who has returned amongst us. O Srimad Bhagavatam, I offer my respectful obeisances unto you. By reading you, one attains transcendental bliss, for your symbols rain pure love of God upon the reader. You are always to be served by everyone, for you are the incarnation of Krishna. O Srimad Bhagavatam, O my friend, O my only friend, O my companion, O my teacher, O my great wealth, O my deliverer, O my good fortune, O my bliss, I offer my respectful obeisances unto you. O Srimad Bhagavatam, O giver of saintliness to the unsaintly, O uplifter of the fallen, please do not ever leave me. Please become manifested upon my heart and my throat, accompanied by pure love of Krishna. So, in the purport, it explains how they engage in fruitive activities not knowing the implications under the false impression of that the body is a self. The living entities foolishly relate to so many attachments, false attachments. They think that they can engage with material paraphernalia forever. This gross misconception of life is so strong that a person suffers continually, life after life, under the external energy of the Lord. So, we can see, in the material world, people are trying to falsely try and be happy. I had a lecture by Devan Mitra Maharaj. He was saying how before he joined, he used to go to nightclubs, high-class nightclubs. He never used to associate with anyone. He used to go by himself. He couldn't socialize with anyone. His realization was that even if someone is by himself, he always aspires to have someone with him that he could share that realization with. So you see all these people dancing in nightclubs all night. They're intoxicated. But then they have some word where they say they just sleep after that. This is... they give you some esoteric word. Maharaj gave you some esoteric word. So it may seem out there that people are enjoying, life is going on, but actually it's causing more suffering. Because when you see the difference between the devotees and the non-devotees, big difference. The non-devotees are always under stress and anxiety. They make out to be happy, but if you scratch the surface, you can see there's a lot of stress and anxiety, attachments, relationships are not good. But because of this bodily identification, they suffer. They don't realize ultimately Krishna is the fulfiller of all desires. There's five primary rasas: Santa, Dasya, Sakya, Vatsalya, Madhurya, and there's seven secondary rasas. So, however we approach Krishna, he'll reciprocate with us fully in any of these rasas. But what the materialists try and do, they try and take Krishna out of the equation. And they try and be the center. And because of that, they get frustrated. They can't get that eternal happiness in the material world. Like Prabhupada gave the example, if you have many zeros, has no value. We put one, then all the zeros are value, 10, 100, 1,000, like that. So the material world is made like that to make the living entity realize that he cannot be independently happy from Krishna. So, if someone comes to a proper understanding of that, then he can only end all his miseries and enjoy eternal happiness. And the reason why generally people find it difficult, because they're not very careful in who they're associating with. People take association very lightly. They think and Prabhupada gave another point of view. He said, people want this society, friendship and love. Family, society, friendship and love. People want that in general. But Prabhupada said, this will not make you happy. Chanting 16 rounds and following four principles will make you happy. So same point, you have to connect with Krishna. And when you're speaking about Krishna, you're connecting with his devotees also. So so we can understand from this also how the material energy is very powerful. In the 14th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, is explained how by observing the modes of nature, you see how they're acting. In time you can overcome them if you contemplate how the modes of nature are acting. And in Sometimes it can happen that you're trying to preach to someone, but because that person is not willing to open for mercy, they can see Krishna is not allowing that person to get the mercy by covering him in the modes of nature. So, in the Prabhupada he says, unless one comes in touch with the person Bhagavata and the book Bhagavata, then he can get on the right path. Prabhupada said in one of the lectures, he explained how if someone just tries to approach Krishna through knowledge directly, it can take many births. Bahunam jamnayante, jnanam apapadyante, vasudevam samsaha mahasudabha. After many births and deaths, one comes in full knowledge of me, then he surrenders unto me, knowing me to be Vasudev. So Prabhupada says, even then, to understand Krishna, one has to come in touch with a devotee. To approach Krishna directly is not so easy. But going through the devotee makes it much easier. And there are many instances of this, even in this book, The Saints of Braja, it takes many pastimes there, explaining how sometimes a person could not find his Diksha Guru. But he was guided by Shiksha Gurus what to do. There was one his name was quite famous in Vrindavan, Jai Krishna, and he guided one person to go to Radha Kund and just pray to Radharani, because he couldn't find the. Someone came and gave him the mantra, but then the guru disappeared. Couldn't find him. So then this Jai Krishna told him, "You go to Radha Kund and pray to Radharani." So then Radharani gave him the mantra. So it seems like the living entity can never approach Krishna directly. He has to go through the devotees. So that's one of the weaknesses of the non-devotees. They want to see everything directly. But they don't understand, seeing with the external eyes is not perfect. Prabhupada gave the argument, how many things can you see? You can't see what's happening in next behind this wall. You don't know how your hairs are growing. We can't see radio waves. So many things. So, in order to perceive spiritual, connect to spiritual understanding through scripture and beyond, we have to learn from the devotees. Because it's the mercy which helps us to come to that platform. So if someone works on the line of discipline session and advanced devotees, then he's depending on mercy. Where someone does their own program, then they're just burning up their good karma. And then at some point they will struggle. So, it can happen sometimes happened some time back in heard a lecture by one of devotee was saying how the disciples Radhana Swami told one of his disciples he used to run a business something maybe on healthcare or something, but they told him, why don't you go to Kurukshetra with Maharaj, take a break. But then he said, who's going to run my business? I have to run my business. So he went to his business place and no one came to his shop. So then he realized that he's not the controller. So that's the thing, when we're following the spiritual paths, we are going under Krishna's direction. In the material world, everyone's going according to their karma. So even though he may seem like a devotee, he may be struggling. And a non-devotee may be well situated externally. But the devotee who's struggling, he's just getting purified by Krishna's mercy to go back to Godhead. Whereas a person who's not a devotee, he may be doing well, but he's just burning up his good karma. And he'll struggle again. So this is interesting. In the Prabhupada says one has to come in touch with the book Bhagavat and then the person Bhagavat, as well as with book Bhagavat, as well as with the devotee Bhagavat, who knows what the Bhagavatam is. Then such a fortunate man can get out of this material entanglement. So, by serving the book person Bhagavat, it can happen. Giridhar Swami gave an example how when he was part of the Jew temple construction, he had no time to read Bhagavatam. And Prabhupada, understanding his mood, told Giridhar Swami that if you serve the person Bhagavat, then the book Bhagavat knowledge will reveal to you. So it's getting the mercy of the advanced devotees, which helps us connect to Krishna. And even in the prayers of Sāmāma Bhattacharya to Lord Chaitanya, he says, if someone's not following religious principles, his behavior is bad, but he's chanting the holy name, he's considered more glorious. But if someone is following religious principles and just doing his duty, but he has no respect for Lord Chaitanya, then he's not considered very glorious. So it seems how ultimately we have to connect to the holy name. And that's what Bhagavatam is explaining. End verse of the 12th canto is 12:351, right? Kale dosenade rajan aste ke mahagun ketana ve krishna sa mukta param project. Although the age of Kali is an ocean of faults, but there's one good quality about this age. By chanting this Hare Krishna mantra, we can go back to Godhead. So I'm Prabhupada is, he also mentions that if someone thinks they can practice devotional service separately from the Krishna consciousness movement, then they're living in a hallucination. In other words, one has to take guidance of devotees who are advanced. The other thing is, being in the material world is a place of ignorance. So much ignorance is there. So unless one is alert of Krishna, then ignorance will affect one. So for those who know, on the Madhyamad platform, the Madhyamad platform is where one distinguishes four things. He sees Krishna as the Supreme Lord. He makes friends with devotees, avoids the envious, and preaches to the innocent. It's only on that platform when one can go deep into chanting the holy name. So Prabhupada said, it's very important that everyone come to the Madhyam Adhikari platform. If one remains a conditioned Adhikari, chances of falling down are very high. Just like there was an example, there was one Indian man, he came to reception one time. He couldn't handle, because so many schools come here. And they blocked this area for the children and the guests go behind. So he put a complaint that why should they get priority? Why can't we see like they, you know, why are they giving the priority? So I gave him the point of view. I said, well, according to Srimad Bhagavatam, third canto, you should learn to be like a yogi. Yogis stay in the forest and meditate on Krishna. So that's what we do as devotees. We chant separately when these things happen. So he couldn't say anything on that. That shows a neophyte mentality. They're just concerned about their vision. They're not concerned about how other people should get the mercy of Krishna. Recently happened in Liverpool, I think they doing books, and they found someone came to them and they said, I think the uncle passed away, he collected 80 Bhagavatam sets. And this person who took over the place, he had no interest, so he told the devotees, he told the devotees, can you come and collect your books? And they found 80 Bhagavatam sets. Because this uncle had a habit of collecting Bhagavatam sets. Even having the Bhagavatam sets, some or other he'll get benefit, right? Krishna put the person in touch with the devotee after the uncle passed away. So the 80 sets will be given out to different people who will read the Bhagavatam. And they will learn it from devotees, how to practice. in the nectar devotion it says that if someone keeps these literatures like Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavatam, nicely in their rooms, then that they'll get all auspiciousness coming to their life. There are many pastimes of people becoming devotees just by reading small books of Srila Prabhupada. There was one person, he was going to commit suicide. He was in his car, he closed the window. And a devotee knocked on his on the front window. And the person didn't reply. Then the devotee came back. So the devotee thought, let me just leave the book in, on the front, let's see what happens. In the window, on top of the bonnet, on the front window. So this person thought, before I leave my body, let me read this book. He read the book, he found the address, became temple president in one of the temples in America. There was another story of this was like a person who he was like living on the streets. So Srila Prabhupada was coming and he tried to pay obeisances to Prabhupada. The devotee was shoving him away. So one time he managed to pay obeisances to Prabhupada. And Prabhupada told the devotees, clean him up. And then devotees took him on book distribution. They said, you look after the books. Just monitor the books. And because he was new. But he was eager to do the books, so he went out. And he gave all the books out. So the devotees were thinking, they asked him, what happened? He said, our books are gone. So they asked him, how did you do the books? So I gave them out, like you, all of you did. So devotees being curious, they were monitoring him. And he used to go up to the people and tell them, this person saves my life. Showing Srila Prabhupada's pictures, he can save your life as well. Explaining who he was before and now what is how he became a monk. So these are the examples to show the potency of Prabhupada's books. So now to learn the Bhagavatam perfectly, one has to learn from those who are perfect leaders. So, in a renunciation through wisdom, Prabhupada gives interesting perspective. He says, Supreme Lord, in his incarnation of Lord Chaitanya, has opened many avenues to peaceful living by propagating Brahmanical culture, which he calls the religion of the soul. Those who are fortunate can emulate his life, follow his teachings, and perfect their lives. So, people generally think closeness means physically. But Prabhupada explained to Giriraj Swami that actually that's due to previous conditioning in previous lives. People think like that. But closeness means to hearing the instructions and following those instructions. That's what makes one close to Krishna and Guru. So Prabhupada said that. He said, I may be in America or I may be in India, you're in America, but if we all chanting Hare Krishna, we are locked up together. So, so he says, God helps those who help themselves. So, conditioned nature makes us feel that we want results very fast. But in spiritual life, results don't come fast ways sometimes. Krishna has his plan. And we have to be patient and tolerant and see what Krishna's plan is. So, devotees from Germany came to see Prabhupada in Prabhupada's rooms. At that time, the German devotees were doing a lot of books. And they were thinking Prabhupada would glorify them. So Prabhupada said, our goal is to love Krishna. So, so this love for Krishna can only come if we follow a scientific process of science, sadhana bhakti. And learning the science from those who are following this path, we can also come to understand that love for Krishna will increase in time. Am I understanding the scriptures side by side? Any comments or questions?
He said, it says, there's no possibility of becoming a yogi, O Arjuna, if one eats too much, or eats too little, sleeps too much, or does not sleep enough. That's something I've got to be careful of. He who is regulated in his habits of eating, sleeping, recreation and work, can mitigate all material pangs by participating in the yoga system. So we just have to follow the practices like you were saying, Prabhu. Otherwise, we're all over the place. We're looking at this and that. It seems that, and as you say, steady, tolerant in all things that happen to you. And you're a fine example of that from my point of view. I remember in the old days too, we used to fight like cat and dog, but somehow or other we've come to understand that actually we are different from each other. And it's a very nice understanding, but it's a case of being patient. you get to know people by sticking with your relationships with them, as I'm finding out much more in my having to be served rather than serve. That's a difficult one for me. So that's my comment, really. Okay.
Mm-hmm. I think
Hare Krishna, thank you very much, Srinivas Prabhu, for such a nice class, so straightforward and online. I have a little, excuse me for this, you know, I have been listening to you, to enjoying your classes on the internet, and excuse me, you know, you always put the microphone a little far away. And I was, you know, on the internet, and I was like, oh, but if it was just a little bit closer. And if you can elaborate a little bit of on the point of going, you know, trying to enjoy things directly without going through the devotees, through Krishna, through a guru.
I mean, there's no example shown how one achieved Krishna by not going through Guru. You show me any example. There's no example. One has to get mercy on a devotee. Isn't it? That's the example shown. Although in Nectar Devotion it does say Krishna can give direct mercy, but even for that mercy to come, Krishna will direct them through a devotee at some point. Just like Lakshmi Devi, she did a lot of austerities to enter Vrindavan. She wanted to directly enter Vrindavan. And Krishna appeared to her and asked her, why are you doing all these austerities? And she said, I want to enter Vrindavan like the gopis. Krishna said, not possible. Because she was attached to opulence. So to enter Vrindavan, you have to go to the mercy of the gopis. So then that's an example to show. You have to get the mercy of the devotees. It says in the disciplic succession has to be respected, otherwise if one does not respect the disciplic succession, he denies having a spiritual master, then there's a possibility of becoming an animal in the next life is there. Because that's why does Krishna take initiation? Why does Lord Chaitanya take initiation? To show the importance. In Lord Chaitanya's pastimes, he never exhibited any Krishna prem when he was a student. He was into logic and argument. After initiation, he started exhibiting Krishna prem. So that's the example to show for us that this is the way you do it. Any other comments or questions? Antaraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki.